The Maasai people are known for their distinct culture. They live in Tanzania savanna, a world-renowned place for their wildlife that draws lots of travelers. The Maasai people are known for the bright, colorful shukas they wrap themselves with. Angel Molel is one of them, a Maasai, adopted by an American family who has been living in Colorado for a long time already. She has been conscious about the situation of their people in the village, and she has been coming up with different projects to provide opportunities for education to children, and now empowering women by promoting their artsy beat craft.
My name is Angel Molel. I am a media production major at CU Boulder. I'm actually going to be a junior, so time flies. But I was not always from Colorado. I was born in a small village in northern Tanzania. I grew up with 16 siblings, two moms and one dad. And it was to the Maasai culture, which allows men to marry more than one wife. That's why my dad had two wives. I had a passion for education, and I urged my dad to enroll me in the school, which he did. And that's where I met my adoptive dad, Tony Mataroli, and he just fell in love with me. I fell in love with him. And in 2012, he brought me to the States. So I had this opportunity to receive a great education from the United States, which I was very happy about since my culture did not really educate women. And so I just knew straight on that I have this opportunity. I'm in a new place now. I can build a life for myself. And it hurt me that the women back in my village didn't have the same opportunity. So that's really the reason why I started One Love. I knew the children back home couldn't afford to go to school. So I told my adoptive dad, we have to do something. And so in 2018, we came up together and started the One Love nonprofit by ourselves, just back in Thornton. It's just been him and I running it ever since. We're educating 6 children right now. We've brought electricity to the village. We brought clean water. And then last year, I was home and I was like, why don't I just have the women make beads? I mean, that's such a simple thing. And I actually am wearing some of it, as you can tell right now. I mean, it's just like simple, little, beautiful, unique beads. And I just told them, make them and I can take them to the States and maybe sell them for you guys and send the money back and you can start small businesses. And so that kind of just like kicked off. We had our first event last year. Everybody loved it. Everybody loved all the beads. And when I sent the money back to the women, they could not even believe it. And so that brought them revenue. And now some of them have even started small businesses. And I'm like, this is such a huge thing, just because, first of all, my culture does not educate women. It has started to educate them in the past maybe 10 years, but that's not always, like, my dad and my mom have never been educated. So, I mean, education is a very new thing. And so for them to take this as, you know, we have to start businesses just because of this annual bead event. I mean, that empowered me to keep going, just because, I mean, it brought so much change to their lives.
What would you say to others that are in the same situation as you with so much privilege? Right now, a lot of students graduated from CU Boulder and they are going to jobs, they are going to, you know, new adventures and new things. What would you say to them? Because there's a huge need right now in our world for people like you that are thinking, that are visionaries of thinking, there's little things that people can do to improve the lives of others that are struggling, especially now with climate change, because you mentioned there's a drought in your village.
Yep. I would say to them, don't take anything for granted. There's so much resources here, especially in the United States. I mean, I have so much resources and I'm just like, I mean, I have to change my life for the better and then change the other people's lives for the better. There's always someone who needs help, which is so sad to say, but like you might have water inside your house, but there's someone else that's walking miles to just get a little gallon of that water. And so my thing is, don't take anything for granted. Help someone if you can.
Tell us about the details of this event again so that people can join you and keep on supporting this initiative that helps the whole village.
Yeah, so this Saturday, June 4th, from 1 to 4, we are hosting an event for One Love, and it's the annual bead event to empower the women back in my village. We have a lot of amazing beads. We have jackets. We have so many amazing things, and we actually are holding a raffle for one of their amazing artwork from the village. So I'm very excited about that. And it's really to empower. I mean, I keep saying empower, but it really does empower the women back in the village to just keep going, keep growing other businesses. They even receive revenue to buy food maybe this coming week or the week after that. And so it really does change their lives. And yep, it is this Saturday from 1 to 4. And you can come, bring your friends, your family members, anybody.
Really, my heart goes to you because I did the same of encouraging people in my country to send me their jewelry made out of tawa, that is like a root that comes from a tree, and then they carve it, and then they put colors on it, and it looks sensational. As a matter of fact, I'm also wearing one that's made out of tawa. I have bead with them, and it is a feeling of being in community that does not, there's no words to explain.
These women have so much talent. I mean, making a beads like that, I mean that looks so beautiful, but it takes so much work, and so they have a lot of talent. So it's gonna be at 11859 North Pecos Street, Westminster, Colorado, 80234. We did change it from Broomfield to Westminster.
That was Angel Molel talking about the second annual Beat event happening this coming Saturday, June 4th in Westminster. For more information, you can go to onelove.org.